Well, looks like someone got hopped up and thought that they were kings, queens, and every monarch of the world. You just got in over your head. You know, I could pretend and play pretend with you, but we both know you are so cooked. Right now, you're well done. I got sent after you to give you a little escort to a special little place. You don't get to say all that to me. Come on. You're not gonna do this the hard way, are you? We're all chill here, right? And you need to keep that chill mouth closed. Wouldn't want to hurt you too bad, unless you're into that kind of thing like me. What's with that look? Oh, full of surprises I see. You're just as cuckoo as me, huh? That's what you're going for. Or is it just something else? I'm not sure I get you. I'm not sure I understand a damn thing about you, but it doesn't matter because I don't have to. Hey, look at me. It's not too crazy, right? I'm not doing anything to hurt you yet. You see this? My wonderful little friends here got one hell of a poison going on. You like venom through your veins. Pain or pleasure. Chaos, entropy, I got it all. Each one does something different. Well, listen up, I'm not trying to get on your bad side here. If I was, you'd know about it by now. I'm not a bad guy. Besides, everybody thinks they're the good guy. Everybody's story is the same shit. They just make it out like everybody else is the villain. So you're just gonna go along, abandon your little homies, or... Can't say I'm rocking with that, but... Better than the alternative, I guess. And you're really okay with that? You're just gonna roll over and take it? Or instead, you're gonna be boring as hell? I don't mind boring. In fact, sometimes boring can be just fine. So, you wanna tell me a little bit about yourself since we're gonna be walking for a while? Camping together and probably the rest of the shindig. What do you think? Ooh, look at you. A giver yourself, huh? You've been putting in the hours. You've been putting in the work. I respect that. Now, you want to tell me how we're doing this or why we're doing this? Come on, man. You don't have to be on my bad side. Don't try and escape again. I really will. I'll cut you like this, open like a pig. It'll be kind of cool watching your insides not being your insides anymore. Don't you think? But I gotta keep you alive. That's the boss's orders after all, you know. What's with that look? Come on. Don't let me go and mess with your vibe. If I was gonna do something, you'd know it. You'd know it real well, wouldn't you? Come on. See? Was that so hard? We've been walking for hours already, so it's just a matter of time before everything falls apart, huh? But for now, you could just chill with me. See, I ain't all bad. I've been wanting to get to know you a little better. And besides, after what you've been through since you fell from the sky, Things ain't been the same, have they? Things ain't be the same for any of us. Is that what you want? Someone to accompany you, huh? How is it that you want? Someone you looking for? Or just... revenge, huh? Dish best served cold, they say. Why do they fucking say that? To be honest, I don't really deal in revenge most of the time. Usually retrieval, dirty work, you name it. Little bit of torture here and there. But is it really torture, my guy? If the other person has fun, I think it's less torture and more communication, you know? Everyone's gotta communicate somehow. And I just happen to communicate best in pain. Ain't that kind of unique? You catch my vibe? I could be one real mean fella when I'm ornery, but when I'm on your side, I ain't half bad. You like that? You don't know a damn thing about me, but you're trusting me. That kind of vibes with that. You're not breaking it. You're definitely not like those others in the cleaners. I'm glad you didn't end up with them. See, people I work for, we don't have such strict views. We got a flexibility about us, you know. Everybody does their own thing. Everybody wins. Nobody ends up losing unless somebody messes up halfway through. You know how it has to be. So, what was it like up there? You have to know a thing or two, right? Hey, it wasn't that bad then. By what you're describing, it was a shithole, but not as bad of a shithole, right? No toxic fumes. Even if people were assholes, I mean, people everywhere are, right? I mean, only a few people I can vibe with personally. And you're looking to be a mighty chill fella. So, what's it take? You want to be friends? Or you want to be enemies? Maybe a little bit of both? I think it's more fun to be enemies, personally. There's so much more you can do when you're trying to kill each other, but you hesitate. I can see it in your eyes. You were born to hesitate, huh? Always getting right up to the edge, but never diving headfirst off it. That's where I could teach you a thing or two. You hang out with me? Oh, you're gonna have a good time. Jabber will cook you up real nice. Not literally. Maybe. I don't really like burning. Prefer the venom. If you're gonna experience pain or torture, it's like saying a statement, writing a book. There's at least a dozen ways you can feel it, you know. I guess some people each their own. But I just get the vibe that you might be more messed up in the head than me. Look, I ain't trying to mess with you. I'm just doing my job. And thanks to someone here, I don't have to do a much harder job of tracking you down. You just came to me when I asked nicely. If more people did this, I wouldn't have to cut them up. And it'd be boring, and I'd admit that. I prefer the other way. How about you? What made you give up? Did you see it in my eyes or something? Oh, that's so sweet. You saw it and knew. You were cooked extra crispy and didn't want any of that. Can't say I blame you. That's actually kinda chill. the way that you're doing it, though. I don't know if I'm all behind it. You know, you should put up more fight. You don't know if I'm delivering you to salvation or your doom, but you're just walking in blind. It's kind of lame if you ask me. What you think? Did I give you a bit of a hint? Well, let's just say who's employing me might just let you go home in pieces if you're not careful. But if you're good enough, maybe you'll pass his inspection. Maybe you'll be working with me more than just a captive. Maybe you'll be my new partner, eh? I wouldn't mind that. I mean, you probably wouldn't like it so much. You need to lose at least a little bit of that pretentious attitude. Otherwise, you're just gonna end up dead weight. You can get that much out of that, right? Doesn't take a brain surgeon to tell you you're cooked. But I wouldn't lie to you. It's not as bad as it looks. I can't tell you any of the details, but you might be fine. Guess I'll leave that to your cute little imagination for now. What's with that? Come on. You at least gotta pretend to buy the threats. See, that's why you're no fun. You can tell. You read those subtle hints, huh? Even from someone cuckoo as me. That might mean you are crazier than you look. Diving headfirst into all this, you're just waiting for someone to chop you up into pieces, huh? Don't know if that makes you as crazy as me, but it makes you pretty damn off the deep end. So what's your first impression of me? I gotta know. How do I look? Do I seem like I'm the most well-adjusted man you've met down here? Hey, at least I'm not trying to sell you for parts. Some people, right? Some people go so far, and they won't even tell you what they stand for. That's the worst. That's where old Jabber, he's a little better than most. Cause I give you everything up front and center. Can't miss it with any kind of vision. And you, baby, you've got some vision in those eyes. Otherwise you wouldn't be looking at me like that. Weren't you at least a little bit worried that I was just some psycho going after you? Some chaotic, murderous. I don't want to slander myself, but I do have a bit of a reputation going on down here, so you'll forgive me if it's too much, right? No. Now you're just getting ahead of yourself. I was just asking some things to pass the time. I mean, the rest of it, that's all on you. Because at that point, old Jabber's just the pawn on the chessboard. But you know, that always suited me quite well. I didn't always need to be more than that. I mean, what's the point, right? If you can enjoy yourself as a pawn, you don't have to worry about all those chaotic little fellas running around, scurrying, messing up your chessboard. Because if you only have what's in front of you that you care about, life is simple, life is good. Oh, don't make me out to be the bad guy. You don't even know what good and evil is yet. And don't be giving those mixed messages. Those will just confuse someone like me. You just gotta say it how it is. Whatever you got on that twisted little mind, you just share that in the heat of the moment. That's how you live the longest. What's it like down here? Have you enjoyed the show? Breathed in the toxic fumes enough? Or are you still trying to get the hang of it? See, I always wonder so much because I've never been anywhere else. So the little toxic tropes and bad places, they just seem like home at this point. You'll have to forgive Jabber for that one, but I'm just a little bit messy in the head. There's a lot that goes into that, though. As much as I might seem like I'm a well-adjusted fella, I've seen the worst this world has to offer. I've seen the best it has, too. Both sides are shit. Only people who really win are the ones pulling the strings. You can consider me a puppet by those ideals. I might just be a puppet, but I cut my own strings. Does that make me better or worse than the rest of them, huh? You can judge old Jabber anytime. Because, as far as I'm concerned, you made the right choice and sides to pick on this little war. Can't really call it that, can we? But there's a little angel with your name on it. See, there's somebody rich and powerful, who wants to know all about you, the little dove that fell from the sky. And I can see why, too. You got a look about you, like you're a completely different person than any of us down here. You don't got the muck, the grime. It's like you came right out of a washing machine, but in the best way, like you could never do in any other way. I think somebody wants to make you theirs. I don't know what the deal is. I'm not even sure who it is or what my employer says in you, but I know one thing. You've been pretty chill this far, and getting to know you has been something. Even if it's just lounging in a camp, I've managed to deduct at least 3 things from you. One, you ain't got shit for self-preservation. 2, you're just full of surprises, ain't you? When it comes to you being alive, I wonder about that. When I had those blades right next to your eye, you didn't even flinch, which makes me think you're like me until you didn't respond. See, some people would lean in just to get a fat ass punch in there. Other people wouldn't. They'd shrink away and cry. Which one are you? The silent treatment's chill, too. Truth be told, you're the most talkative, most responsive captive I've ever had. So while you might be boring on the fighting side, you're not half bad when it comes to entertainment. I like that. So mind telling me why you were hiding that this whole time? Oh, you thought I didn't know, huh? Thought I wouldn't find out? What's this? That your item? Your tool? Your partner? Whichever you like to call it, I know some people, they love their instruments way too much. But a vital instrument's only what you make of it, right? And you look more confused than a giver. Maybe I'm judging too quick. Or maybe I'm judging just right. Why you look nervous now? You already followed me this far. I assume you ain't trying to escape. Nah, those aren't the eyes of someone who sees freedom. But it does kind of itch a certain way. Ooh, some part of you. It just don't sit right with me. That's the best part about you, if I had to pick one. That you have that unsettling look, like it's me in your cage instead of me pulling you by some kind of leash. It's exciting. So don't go losing your edge because of old Jabber here. I don't need anything like that. I just need you to be you for the boss. Whatever the hell that's gonna mean. You let me know if there's anything more to it, and I'll let you know how fucked things get. You don't look like you'd let me get away with anything. I respect that. Gotta have that self-preservation, even if you don't got it all the way. You look like you'd fight to the death for the right reason. Maybe. Maybe that reason just ain't here right now. Checked out somewhere along the road. You're like a doll without anything in it. And I kinda like that. What the hell did they do to you up there? It seems like you were someone's punching bag in the worst kind of way. Trust me, I felt that. I feel you on that. Sometimes the world is messed up, but only as much as you let it mess you up. The moment you punch back until it's real nice and bloody, then you're playing by your own rules, and you don't gotta play by theirs anymore. Ain't it better that way? Ah, come on. You're gonna make me cry with that kind of look. Welcome to the destination, the middle of nowhere. Ain't it quaint? You're gonna be spending a lot of time in this hideout. By my estimation, as a lowly puppet without any strings. Ain't you just lucky? You got the eyes of everybody you could possibly need. You ever wonder what it's like to have an adopted family? Well, welcome to the fam. I'm sure you'll love your stay. I mean, come on. How bad could we be? And I gotta ask you, was it a vibe getting to know me? Or was it just you faking things? No. 'Cause you don't seem that fake. You don't seem that fake at all. You seem fun. Rather than fake. So let's see how far you get that way. And I'll treat you real nice. You just come and find me, okay? Anytime you find me, I'll be waiting. Probably gonna get the sign together. Just wait until you meet the boss. Don't wander off yet. Stick real close. I'll make sure you don't regret it. And the rest of it, that's gonna be written in history.